I have a question all of us have. As believers, how are we to relate to the world that we live in? The world is experiencing great confusion, great turmoil right now. And I think God wants us to be very clear in our spirit and mind how we're to position ourselves. Sometimes believers can be affected and impacted by the spirit of the age, where instead of conforming to Christ, the church conforms to the age around them, the futility. That certainly is not the will of God. Also, we can carry what I would call a false burden, that we somehow have to provide all the answers for everything. And that can parade around as being faith. We have faith, we speak the word, we're going to change this, we're going to change that. But often what's behind that is not faith, but futility and frustration. God's not in that. That's not the way of the Holy Spirit. God has called us to be a light in the darkness. Now, that light is the answer and will bring the full answer of what God wants on the earth. But just focus on that. You don't have to be frustrated and try to change all your circumstances. You don't have to try to control the uncontrollable. God wants you to be a light. The Holy Spirit will lead you to a place where you can shine in the darkness. We look in the Word, the book of Daniel is a great example of this. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. If you read the first six chapters, it's kind of a historical overview of what happened during the time of captivity. You remember Israel was held captive in Babylon. And if we read through each chapter, you could see how God displayed himself. In chapter 1, Daniel refused to eat the food that the king provided. And that was, you know, a real daring step to make. But what happened was that he and the others that ate according to the will of God were healthier than the ones that ate the king's food. Again, a testimony of God's power. Second chapter, Nebuchadnezzar has a dream. Now, Babylon is a very corrupt empire. And Nebuchadnezzar, when I read about him, he's an egomaniac. That guy was just so caught up with himself, having a gold statue built of him. Obviously, there's some definite ego problems there. Yet Daniel didn't try to change Nebuchadnezzar, nor did he try to bring Babylon down. He simply did what God told him to do. He shined as a light. You remember Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and only Daniel could tell him what his dream was and give the interpretation. And at the end of it, Nebuchadnezzar has a revelation of who the true God is. Chapter 3, he's driven to insanity. And he has a dream about that. In 7 years, Nebuchadnezzar's out, basically insane, out of his mind. Again, God ordered that, and God works through Daniel, revealing what's to happen. Nebuchadnezzar's response is, there is no God who can save like this. Again, because Daniel was a light, God was able to break through the barrier of Nebuchadnezzar's ego-centered mind and reveal himself. Chapter 4, again, you have the... each chapter has a display of God's power, but, you know, the writing on the wall, God giving a warning of what he was going to do. In chapter 4, the response comes back, his ways are just. He is able to humble those who walk in pride. Who is saying that? That's coming from the leader of Babylon. Again, that light is a testimony that breaks through the darkness. In chapter 6, Daniel in the lion's den, we all know the outcome. I'm not spoiling the ending for you. Daniel fares well, and those that threw him in there don't fare so well. But what is spoken? For he is a living God who endures forever. Again, those captivated by darkness because of one man's dedication to be a light, and not compromise his love of God for God. It's a testimony that breaks through the mindset of those living in darkness. We need to understand the power of light. Too often, church is caught up in trying to manipulate other people's thinking, change their views. You know, as people, we're very opinionated and stubborn. If you don't think you're opinionated, let's talk about politics. Let's talk about religion. Those two things will draw out quicker than anything how motivated we are to defend our own opinions, how stubborn we can be with our thinking. God has to melt that mindset to get through and impart to us his thinking, his wisdom, his ways. And that's what being a light is. When you choose to be a light, don't take the burden of the world on your shoulders. That burden will crush you. Don't worry about all the things that are going on around you. One prayer: God, let me be the light that I'm called to be in this world. And in that light, your own opinions, your own stubbornness, your own rigid thinking begins to melt. And you find you're open to really hear and understand who the Lord is. Now, in the book of Daniel, chapter 7 through 12, deals with visions that Daniel has. I want to point out one in particular. Actually, it's a prayer in Daniel chapter 9. He begins to pray to the Lord. And what happens is Daniel is reading the words of Jeremiah and realizes that the captivity is supposed to end. 70 years are coming up to an end. He goes, wait a minute. Something needs to change here. Now, again, he is in the light, focused on the word of the Lord, and God opens his eyes to see that there's time for fulfillment of the word. He says, we are not presenting our requests before you because of our righteousness, but because of your great compassion. It's part of his prayer. There's a humility with Daniel. And if you read the ninth chapter, you realize that prayer is all about repentance. It's all about how they've sinned before God. When we have a humble heart, that is the good soil that receives and understands the word of God. And that humility is the fertile ground for the word of God to find fulfillment in this earth. Now, everybody wants to know about when God is going to do things. And whenever I hear about this and people saying, well, I just read this book and it explains the end time really clear, I go, something's wrong there. Because in Acts 1, before Jesus left, when they came and asked him about when will the kingdom come, he was very clear. He said, the timing is in God's hands. You go get the power of the Holy Spirit. So, in understanding what God's going to do, we're not trying to unravel his timing, figure it out. To be dedicated to be a light means you have that humility of heart, that fertile soil where the word of God can come to pass. And in God's timing, every word will have its fulfillment. We all get frustrated because we see the way the world's going and we see what the promises of God say. Frustration does not produce fruit. Faith and humility do. This is what Daniel had as he prayed to the Lord in chapter 9. And it says, Gabriel, in this prayer, it says, he says, Lord, listen. Lord, forgive. Lord, take action. That's the heart of the prayer. Lord, listen to my cry. Please forgive us for our fallen state. Please take action on your word. Gabriel answered him, and he said, the answer was issued when you began your prayer. We think so much that we have to, you know, bombard heaven with our words. And if, you know, a few words don't work, more words has got to be more effective. You don't bombard heaven with your words. Heaven is another realm. We enter through the humility of our heart and faith. Humility and faith give you access to that realm where who God is, where he is. What Gabriel's telling Daniel, as soon as you started to pray, it wasn't your words that convinced God. As soon as you started that prayer, he gave the answer. God knows what we need. He just wants our state of heart to be a light where the answers can come. Daniel 10, verse 12, it says, the first day you committed yourself to understand and humble yourself before your God, your words were heard. What was the result of this prayer? Israel was released. The Jews were allowed to go back to their own land. When we are a light, and our prayer life is an expression of light instead of an expression of frustration, the result of that is freedom. We're freed from the bondage. And I think the body of Christ now in this age and where we're at now, we need to experience the freedom that the Holy Spirit can give. Freedom from the age around us, freedom from fear, freedom from anything that would block us from experiencing the presence of God. To be in the Spirit is to be free. Galatians 5:1. For freedom's sake, Christ has set you free. Don't let anyone put a yoke of bondage on you again. Why does Christ want you free? For freedom's sake, because that's the state of being in the Spirit. And that's what happened with Israel. They were free to go back to their own land because there was one man named Daniel who stood before the Lord and let the light, his light shine. He didn't have to bring Babylon down. Being a light allowed God to do what God wanted to do at that time. And in time, Babylon fell, didn't it? So it shall be in this hour. The powers that are against the kingdom of God, they will fall. But the only way the kingdom of God will be seen is if God's people are a light in the darkness. Too often through religion, we project an image of what we think is spiritual. What I mean by that is religion tries to get you to conform. Certain way of thinking, certain way of expressing yourself. But unless the Holy Spirit's behind it, that's all we're projecting is an image. Our ego is still in the way and still a veil, blocking people from seeing Christ. Too often, church life is about people seeing how spiritual we are instead of seeing the Christ in us. The answer of being a light is not for people to see how great you are or how perfect you are or how well you follow the scriptures, the law. The whole object in the working of the Holy Spirit in being a light is you're not seen at all. You decrease so that he will increase. But when people see you, they're able to touch the living Christ and the presence of the Father. 2 Corinthians 4:3. The God of this world has blinded the minds of those who do not believe, to keep them from seeing the light of the glorious gospel of the Messiah, who is the image of God. Our message is not about ourselves, but rather Jesus is Lord. God said, "Let light shine out of the darkness." He has shown in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory and the majesty of God. And what that means is God is clearly revealed in the face of Christ. We carry this precious message in unadorned clay pots of our ordinary lives to show that the splendid power belongs to God and not to us. What a beautiful picture. Do we understand why it's all about humility and faith? Why? Because we're clay. And if you're religious, you're trying to shape your clay into an image for others to see. If we're spiritual, we're allowing the Holy Spirit to shape the clay of our lives into what God wants. And our minds are not in control, and we're not trying to project an image. In letting the Holy Spirit work and to mold our lives, He molds it in such a way that people know that the power belongs to God and it's not of ourselves. In other words, people see the light of Christ. One other verse in 2 Thessalonians 1:10, it says, when He comes to be glorified in His saints on that day, glorified through the changed lives of those who have accepted Him as Savior and been set apart for His purpose. And He's to be marveled at among all those who believe. We're living in an hour where God wants to be admired by others, by people. He wants to be marveled. He wants to be seen. He wants people to look at the lives of His people and see that glorious light that can penetrate the darkness of human thinking. We're not called to talk people into Christianity. To be a Christian is to let your light shine, and that shining light can change any mindset, no matter how stubborn, no matter how obstinate. We don't have to strive with people. We just need to let them see the light where they can see who the Father is clearly. That is the will of God for us in this earth. Don't stress at all the storms that rage. You're not called to be put an answer to everything out there. You're called to carry the glory of God. You have the glory of God. It's only the Holy Spirit that can display His presence through you. And that is the will of God. It's that simple. Amen. Lord bless you.